Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary. Maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Hello! I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. It's been a kind of a strange week. It's a strange time of year. There's nothing to talk about. People are on vacation. Earlier the week, I told you about my experience taking my father and my son to the Hall of Fame. That was awesome. By the way, we're brought to you by SeatGeek today. I'll tell you more about them down the road here. Last night... Well, let's back this up a second here. This is going to be somewhat of a fantasy show because, you certainly could check out Locked On, you know, NFL fantasy football. I mean, they do a great job. Vinny's great. And I rarely am going to talk fantasy with you guys. However, this time of year, to me, the downtime for the NFL, to me, has really become... fantasy season, you know, and I'm sure many of you tune in for this for, you know, for NFL coverage, not fantasy, and I'm rarely going to talk about it over the years, but this is the season for fantasy, and I was thinking next week maybe we'd do a little bit of that too, some rankings and things along those lines, just some of my thoughts. But the reason I wanted to bring it up today is I've been doing some work with Football Guys. I'm sure you're familiar with Football Guys. Even if you aren't into fantasy, they provide a lot of really good content. But because I'm on staff with them now, amongst the many places I write for, they had me do a mock draft last night, and I'm going to do one two Wednesdays from now, too. You know, I did it Wednesday last night, you know, on the 12th. And it was 20 rounds, which was really long, but fun. And it was my first one of the year. I had given in my rankings for Football Guys, and... you realize when you do a mock that your rankings aren't really accurate. You know, when you're sitting there and you have to pick between two running backs and you pick the guy you have lower ranked, you realize I should have this guy higher ranked. So it's very educational for me. It was a 12-team, 20-round draft, and I'm not going to go over every pick, that's for sure. It took a while, hour and a half or so. I ended up with the first pick in the draft, which I kind of liked for selfish reasons in that I could make my pick, go do something else kind of while the other ones were coming, while it came back to me. So that worked out well. I could kind of get away for a moment, you know, and then pick my two. But generally speaking, I would much prefer to, as a rule of thumb, I'm not even sure about this year, but as a rule of thumb, I'd rather pick in the middle rounds because when that double pick comes to you, you know, you take two and the other guys you're considering, you basically know there's no chance of getting them back. You know, but if you pick seventh or sixth or something like that, and it's especially in the mid and late rounds, and you're torn between three dudes, you pick one, and then it comes around, there's a good chance you're still got your guy there, you know, maybe even the next round, you know. So I like that better than being stuck to, it tends to force some reaches and things like, man, if I don't take a tight end here, I'm never going to get one. So that's what happened. I wanted to tell you guys about SeatGeek, and then I'm going to go through this draft and what my thoughts were. I do have the SeatGeek app on my phone. It's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere with just a few taps. Can instantly find seats. I just use SeatGeek to buy tickets to get to a Pens playoff game not too long ago. SeatGeek is designed to make your ticket buying experience easier than ever. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. And you get the most bang for your buck. SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats to fit your budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Make SeatGeek your go-to app for finding the best deals on every type of ticket. Concerts. Like I said, Chris Rock was in town not long ago. Sports, theater, playoffs, preseason, all that stuff's coming around. Best of all, my listeners get $20 off the first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app, enter the promo code LONFL, LONFL, for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. So, easy enough. That's something you got to do. SeatGeek's kind of been with us since the beginning. A big shout out to them. So, I had the first pick in the draft, as I said. It was a toss-up between Le'Veon Bell, David Johnson. I made the joke, I'm going to lean towards my homerism. I took Le'Veon Bell. I don't think there's any way you go wrong with either one of them. I do think there's a drop-off after those two. Elliott worries me a little, but I think he'd be the third guy. And there is rumors looming that he could possibly be suspended. That could happen. But needless to say, 23 picks went by until I was able to select my second player. And I wasn't thrilled. First off, this was a pretty quality draft. Like, there was a handful of dudes, Jason Wood, Jeff Turfetiller, John Norton, guys that are from the Football Guys staff, Mark Weimer, that know their stuff. So you weren't sneaking anything by anybody in this draft. And the other dudes that were a part of it, too, I didn't know them all. I think they were basically fans, were great. You know, there wasn't many picks you were like, dude, what are you thinking? But anyways, I took Le'Veon Bell. I'm not going to do this between every time I pick, that's for sure. But I'm just going to spit off the names real quick that went. And really, they were a good group. I mean, David Johnson, Zeke, Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, Melvin Gordon, Odell Beckham, which seemed late to me. Julio Jones seemed real late to me at 1-8. LeSean McCoy, that seemed a little late, 109. AJ Green, Jordy Nelson, that seemed a little early. Devontae Freeman, Jordan Howard was the first pick in the second round. T.Y. Hilton, Jay Ajayi, who I like a lot. DeMarco Murray, who I have questions about. Todd Gurley at 2-5. Amari Cooper. Michael Thomas. Leonard Fournette. Rob Gronkowski. Travis Kelce. DeAndre Hopkins. So I'm sitting there at the 2-12-3-1 turn, and I wasn't excited about that at all. I'm not going to take a quarterback there. I took Sammy Watkins, and obviously I absolutely need him to stay healthy, or that's a big problem. And by the way, they don't play this league. This is a pure mock. You know, it doesn't exist anymore. Poof. Thought about Dez. Thought about Doug Baldwin. Thought about Brandon Cooks. Thought about going back to back receivers. Also thought about Demaryius Thomas. Alshon Jeffrey also crossed my mind. But I thought Watkins, just liked him the best. You know, I mean, I think when he's healthy, he is a stud. Then I went running back, and it was Isaiah Crowell. Lamar Miller was also on the board. Didn't excite me. Seemed too early for Marshawn Lynch. It seemed like running backs were drying up, so I grabbed a running back that I didn't love in Crowell, but I think he'll get a lot of touches. I think they're going to try to play small ball. He's a very talented young man in a contract year. So I didn't love what was waiting there for me at the turn. I'm going to do this one more time of the guys that went, just so you have an idea of, you know, if you haven't done any kind of mocks yet, and I would assume most of you hadn't. After my two picks, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady went back-to-back. Fine. Dez Bryant, Doug Baldwin, Brandon Cooks, Keenan Allen. So there's a run of receivers. Boom, boom, boom. Jordan Reed was the third tight end off the board. And then there was a stretch where there was no tight ends, as you can imagine. Lamar Miller, Demaryius Thomas, Jarvis Landry, Drew Brees, Tyreek Hill. That seemed early. That was the first pick in the fourth round was Hill. Marshawn Lynch, A-Rob, Alshon, Davante Adams, Christian McCaffrey, Michael Crabtree, Martavis Bryant, who the homer in me was hoping was going to fall to me. Same with Joe Mixon. Didn't. Same with Stephon Diggs. Didn't. Same with Dalvin Cook. Didn't. So, again, it was like, man, the guys, I was sitting there for about five picks before my turn going, all right, I'm in good shape here. But they fell off pretty quick. I grabbed Golden Tate, who to me is a double, is a solid pick all day long. I like that offense. I think he's going to get a ton of touches. And I took Ty Montgomery, who I have mixed feelings about. But, again, running backs are going quick. There wasn't much there I loved. You know, I mean, some of the other guys I thought about were Tevin Coleman, Carlos Hyde, not Eddie Lacy. I'm looking at some of the other guys, C.J. Anderson, who are some of the receivers who went in that neighborhood. I was torn between Golden Tate and Larry Fitzgerald. You're probably shocked I didn't take my man Larry, but I didn't. The next go-round, I end up at the end of the sixth, beginning of the seventh, took Brandon Marshall and Russell Wilson. You know, I am very much a draft quarterback, really late guy, but Russell Wilson with the first pick in the seventh round, 73rd overall. Matt Ryan had gone a handful of picks before that. Derek Carr went like six picks before Wilson. Like, I'll take that all day long. I think Marshall's going to catch touchdowns. I mean, that's basically my thoughts with him. And then at the, again, a huge gap until I get to pick again. And the guy I really wanted was Adrian Peterson. And where did he end up going? I just want to double check that, because that was a guy I'd already had three running backs. That's why I didn't take him, but he ended up going at the 8-5. I can promise you, in most of these leagues I draft, I'm going to end up with Adrian Peterson higher than that. I just didn't, because I was weak in other spots, and Russell Wilson was staring at me, so I took him. But I came back at the 8-9 turn with... This is a part of the draft where I just go for... My fantasy thoughts are, I'm going to get guys with a lot of talent that have question marks, or young, or could hit big. So I went back-to-back running backs with C.J. Procise, Kenneth Dixon, who I know is suspended, but I think he's their best option, and before long will be the guy. So one of those two might hit for me. Who knows? Again, this is all fiction. So then my 10th pick, you know, end of the 10th round, beginning of the 11th. It was the same situation, but I did it with receivers. It's two very talented guys that I think are going to be on the field a lot, going to have opportunity, going to have talent. Cameron Meredith, Brashad Perryman. I like those picks a lot. Hopefully one would hit. As you may have noticed, I don't have a tight end yet, and they were falling like crazy. They were falling off the board like crazy. And several times in these last four or five picks, I wanted to draft a tight end. Couldn't do it. At 12-12, I absolutely thought I would get Austin Hooper, who I'm very, very high on this year, and he went like five or six picks before that. So I was like, oh, man, I hate doing this, but I've had 11 picks, and I don't have a tight end yet. Give me C.J. Fedorowicz. I mean, at least he plays. Who knows who the quarterback is, but he's a young quarterback-friendly dude. And then I took James Conner, and you'll see that as a theme too. Pure handcuff to Lev Bell. But I look at Conner like, if Bell is going to miss any time, he's an easy plug-and-play starter. So that has value to me in the 13th round.
Fall has arrived at JCPenney, the perfect time to refresh your home. From now until Sunday, get up to 50% off select comforter sets, furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses from top brands like Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Beautyrest, and more. And save 50 to 60% on select sheet sets, plus an extra 15% with your coupon on select home items. Hurry, end soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 9/28 to 10/9 on select home items, furniture, and mattresses. Prices valid 9/28 to 10/1. Selections vary by store while supplies last. Fittings on regular and original prices. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Okay, so that's about the halfway mark. And at that point, I had Fedorowicz as my tight end, Russell Wilson as my quarterback, Lev as my stud and franchise player, with Connor behind him. Crowell would probably be my second, starting running back. Ty Montgomery would be a flex third or compete with Crowell type of deal. And then I had two, you know, shots in the dark of talented dudes I like, Procise and Dixon. My receivers are a little worrisome. That's why I liked about Tate, is I think he's really solid. Watkins is a total wild card that could win or lose me this league. But those are my top two receivers. Marshall, I think, will be a solid contributor week after week, especially near the stripe. And then I took two wild card receivers too, Meredith and Perryman. Meredith's really, really talented, for those of you that don't know. So that's what I did with my first 13 picks. At this stage, as you'll figure out, I mean, pickings are pretty thin. I took Carson Palmer. For some reason, I mean, this dude has the plague in fantasy. Really falls late. I'm trying to think, like, what I'm going to look real quick and see what quarterbacks. Ryan Tannehill went, like, 12 picks before him. Deshaun Watson went a full round ahead of Carson Palmer. Deshaun Watson? I mean, I know he runs, but I don't understand that. Carson Wentz was like a quite a bit before that. I would have loved Tyrod Taylor, but he had fallen. I would have taken him with my 12th pick. But I took Carson Palmer. To me, he's still a really solid fantasy backup. I mean, he's a good player. He's just old. Again, I reached. Again, this is a 20-team mock, so I figured I should take two tight ends, especially since my number one is C.J. freaking Fedorowicz. So I took Jared Cook. I mean, there was nothing in the way of tight ends on the board. The next one after Cook went was ASJ. Yuck. Dwayne Allen. He doesn't even start. Antonio Gates. No, thank you. So those were the tight ends I was looking at. And then at the 16-17 turn, which is often where a lot of you guys end your drafts and probably should. I mean, 20 is a little bonkers. Took Jamal Williams. Remember, I had Ty Montgomery. I was kind of torn between Williams and Jones, but they took Williams higher. You know, I think he's got a chance to be the vulture. I took Devin Funchess. I don't love Devin Funchess, but, you know, Ginn's gone. I don't like Benjamin. I think Funchess is going to see a lot of single coverage. I think that's a shot in the dark with the 193rd pick in the fantasy draft. So then I had to wait quite a bit again, and I had the last pick in the 18th and then the first pick in the 19th, and then I had I was Mr. Irrelevant, and I took my kicker, and so what. But to sum it up, then I took the Ravens defense, which was one of the last defenses taken, and I don't understand it because I think it's one of the best defenses in the league. I think they rush the passer well. They stop the run really well. They have a lot of talent on that side of the ball. They're opportunistic. They're always good on special teams. I wouldn't be shocked if they score once or twice on teams. So I was thrilled about that. I know we're sitting here talking about team defense and special teams, so let's not get too crazy. And then I took another shot in the dark and took Aaron Jones. I mean, just yet another Packers running back. So I have both Steelers running backs, and I have all three Packers running backs. But again, I mean, who else is on the freaking board at the 19th round? So what I ended up with was, I wasn't thrilled with the team because I didn't love how the second, third turn went. I didn't love how the fourth, fifth turn went. But again, we were playing against really, drafting against really educated football dudes, football guys, in fact. So I ended up with Wilson and Palmer as my quarterbacks. Lev Bell was the heart and soul of the team with Crowell and Ty Montgomery. Bell is backed up, handcuffed with Connor. Montgomery is handcuffed with Williams and Jones. And I realize that might be a nightmare and you might not want to start any of them. Who knows? But maybe one dude emerges. At least I have them. They're two really good offenses to be involved in, Pittsburgh and Green Bay. Dixon and Procise are my throw an educated dart at the wall and hope it sticks. I hope you hit a bullseye. I'm a little light on receivers. I only have six. And Sammy Watkins is always a question. But Watkins, Tate, Marshall are basically the guys you'll be starting. Perryman and Meredith are my shots at the dartboard. Funchess is as well, but a little later. I stink at tight end, Fedorowicz and Cook. But in a real world, I would be shopping Ty Montgomery or somebody for a tight end. In the real world where you actually trade and things. I mean, I wouldn't just sit on my hands and start cooking Fedorowicz for 16 weeks. Chris Boswell, homer, ended up as my kicker. And the Ravens, not a homer, ended up as my defense. So that was educational. It was fun. I know there's a lot of sites out there that you can do mocks. And I know there's a long time probably until your fantasy draft. And again, you and I aren't going to talk much fantasy. But I very, very much recommend doing quite a few mocks at different spots, at different draft slots. Before you pick your team for real, because it becomes very educational and you realize, boy, I thought there was a lot of tight ends, but there's not. And I got CJ Fedorowicz, or boy, I got Russell Wilson that late. There's no way I'm taking Rodgers or Brady in the second round or whatever. So there you have it. It was a fun show. Again, a little something different. Take care.